This is Purple Radio on demand.
Hello and welcome to the Passion Fruit podcast, the place where I, Lydia Bennett, talk to my fellow Durham students about their niche and not so niche passions. We're also going to be discussing the fruit that comes from these interests. How do these passions affect their lives? What do they gain from enjoying the weird and wonderful interests that they have? All that good stuff to come. So stay with me to discover what makes Durham students tick, what wakes them up in the morning and what drives them. We'll be finding out in this podcast. Today, I'm joined by Maddie Oldham-Gates. Welcome to the Passion Fruit podcast, Maddie. It's great to have you on. Thank you for joining me. Let's get straight down to business, shall we? What is your passion?
I'd say my passion is getting involved in college life, and my college at Durham is Chad's. I throw myself into every aspect of getting involved, in every corner of college life.
Cool. You've obviously shared your college, but can you share with us your Durham stats?
So I am a third year student and I study combined honours in social science. So this year that's meant half sociology and half education. So basically studying people and society. Yeah, I said already, I'm at St. Chad's College. And yeah, for my final year.
And you are now JCR president for St. Chad's College. When did you realise that you had an interest or passion for college life? And what was it that started this passion?
I'd say when I first arrived really in Durham, and I was welcomed by really, really friendly fraps for Chad's, I knew this was a special place and it was somewhere that I'd be able to find like a second home. So I was already quite engaged from the word go. And in my first year, I wanted to show this by running for a role on SOCCOMS, so that's our social committee. So I went for decks officer, which basically entailed creating all the decks for formal social events that fell under that committee. So that was my first role.
Was that a big role?
It was quite a big role. So it's typically undertaken by first years. So it's not one of the major roles. It's not an exec position, but it did enable me to get quite involved in college life and sort of get that passion out there to begin with.
Mm-hmm. And tell us what you're actually involved in at Chad's. What does your involvement look like?
So currently, since finishing that role, I, as JCL president, am involved in lots of meetings, both within college and outside of college. I get to have a say in changes I think would improve college life for the students here, which has included coming up with ideas for new sort of bursaries and that kind of thing for financial support. And I've been able to see that really get underway this year, and it's been really rewarding to see it working so successfully. Another thing I did was, in my first term as president, I redecorated the JCR almost single-handedly and sort of scraped all the walls, did all the painting, moved all the furniture. That was another thing that I did in practice. As well as that, I'm just really involved in things like college sport. I play basketball, netball, and sometimes football. And I've played many more than that in my time. But they're sort of my regular ones. And other than that, I'm just sort of around. I'm present in college. I'm there at all the meals, chatting to anyone and everyone that I come across. That's what I really love about Chad's and just being involved in college life in general. Is that social side and feeling like you really belong.
Mm-hmm. And what made you say, I really want to get involved with college life? Was it the makeup of the college that made you think this is somewhere that I want to be plugged into?
I think so. I think going back to what I said about first arriving and that feeling of sort of belonging that I got from the offset. But I think as well, we are somewhat unique in that we're quite a small college, and that helps you to really get stuck in if that's something you want to do. So it is really quite easy to become a leader at Chad's. We've got around 450 undergraduate students, so there's really space for everyone to get involved. It's hard to be anonymous here. And so it really does set you up well if you want to take on some leadership roles, and it really facilitates that student leadership.
And what is the best thing about being part of Chad's?
I think definitely the people that you come across. Like I say, we are all part of this quite small, close-knit community. There is a real friendly sort of family vibe around it. I've got lots of friends across first year, second year and third year who I'd just go down to the bar for a drink with, or I'd go to a sport with. And I think I've lived in a lot of my time as well. So that's really enabled me to get fully stuck in with it. And so, yeah, I'd say the best thing about being involved in college life here is knowing everyone, everyone knowing you, sort of really enjoying the social side of university at its best, I'd say.
And am I right in thinking that it's more normal to for second and third years to live in college, more so than other colleges sometimes?
I guess I can't really speak on behalf of the other colleges. I'm not sure how many returners they do get. It's still quite unusual to live in second year at Chad's. I did that and I was one of not many, I think around maybe 12 or 15, so really not that many. But in third year, like you say, quite a few do choose to come back and live in Chad's for the social benefits, but also logistically, it's a lot easier to sort of get on with your degree and stay involved in all those social aspects with the help of college. So yeah, I guess that is a benefit. And I've certainly chosen to make the most of that, even though lots of people do live out in second and third year. I found that really rewarding and helpful.
Mm-hmm. What is your best memory of Chad's?
Oh, that's a really tricky one. There's obviously so many great memories, but I would say probably at the end of every BOP. So at Chad's and at other colleges as well, we've got these BOPs, which are basically like big official parties or something. It stands for something like that. And basically everyone gets together in the quad, which is like the heart of Chad's really. And the bar, both bars are open top and bottom. So everybody sort of helps themselves to drinks and has a really good time, sort of chats, catches up with everybody. They happen normally once a term. And it's basically a massive school disco. So it's a bit of a throwback, which is always great. And often there's a big fancy dress-up theme. And yeah, essentially, at the end of every BOP, as it approaches midnight, we always play Angels and Country Roads and American Pie. So those three songs, whilst those three songs plays, everyone in Chad's is sort of trained to get back into a big, big circle. Put your arms around each other, whoever it is that's next to you. It might be someone at Chad's you've normally seen everyone before.
Yeah.
But yeah, you just stand in a circle, put your arms around each other, sway in time to the music, and then as the song sort of comes to its climax, you just run into the middle and have a great time. So I think that moment, every BOP, sort of looking around me, thinking, wow, these people are fantastic. I'm so lucky to be here with them. And then just running into the middle to the music is definitely a highlight, I'd say.
Yeah, nice. I'm quite jealous. I'd quite like to.
Yeah, have to come along.
What do you think spending time in Chad's, what do you think involvement in Chad's has added to your life? What's been the fruit of your passion?
Well, there's been quite a few fruits to be involved in Chad's. I think definitely in terms of my own personal development, I think I've become a better leader, a more confident student, and somebody that's going to go off into the world and hopefully make the most of every opportunity that comes my way, because Chad's has given me practice at doing that already. So I'm really grateful for the personal development that I've got from it. I guess in line with that, but another fruit would be the social enrichment that you get from being so involved in a place like that. So it's not just the fact that I've developed sort of professional skills, I've also developed those social skills and relationship building and knowing how to like navigate both professional and friendly relationships. And I think that has been really, really rewarding. And I've been able to see people around me develop as well. Part of being a JCR president is leading your exec, and that's a committee of 11 people at Chad's. And I've been able to work with my fellow students to really pursue the outcomes that we want and to really make those positive changes that we all want to see. So that has been really beneficial, and I'll sort of take that with me, I think, after I leave.
Mm-hmm. And if the people listening are hearing what you're saying and thinking, college life sounds so great, I want to get more involved with college, how can they get involved? How would you recommend them getting involved with college life?
I think this varies across colleges, but every single Durham college has lots to offer in terms of getting involved with college life. They all offer opportunities to get involved with student leadership roles, like I mentioned. So, you know, I think all the colleges have social committees and green committees and sports groups and all that kind of thing. So I think, yeah, trying to, I think as well, looking at the Instagrams that your college has or the Facebook pages, things like that. I know there can be a lot of like almost digital traffic when it comes to this kind of thing. But I think if you really try and find a central kind of like Instagram page for your college, you'll soon come across lots of opportunities to get involved. And they shouldn't be too difficult to find. So really just sort of discovering where those are and then getting in touch. And then I think once you've done that, the biggest and sometimes hardest thing is to just take that leap and get involved. And I would just say go for it, because you never know what it will bring. And like it's brought me lots and lots of benefits and, like I say, fruits to go on with my life. So I'd just say if you have any doubts or if you're apprehensive, try and discard that and just go for it.
So obviously the Durham College system is really unique. Not a lot of other universities have that. What do you think the college system brings that other universities just don't have? What makes the college system so special?
I think the college system, like you say, it is really unique, and with that comes unique benefits. So I'd say socially, it's second to none, really. I think when you're assigned a college as well as a university, you've got that second kind of group to belong to. See, I'm not just a Durham student, I'm a Chad student. You know, if whatever college you're from, you've got that second group of belonging. I'd say that is probably the biggest benefit in terms of the social side. I think as well as that, like I've already touched on, the leadership possibilities, because we don't only have leadership possibilities for Durham University. Every college has those opportunities within itself. So there's so many more opportunities to get involved and get stuck in, which, yeah, like I say, I've absolutely benefited from, and lots of my friends have as well. So yeah, I think they're really the main benefits of the college system.
Yeah, and I mean, just for my kind of penny's worth, I guess also when a lot of us were going through COVID, having a college community was really like powerful. When a lot, I'm just comparing it to some of my other friends' experiences of university. I think Durham offered something that was really special.
Yeah, I think so. And I think along with that, when you have this second group to belong to, it does become more of a close-knit, like, family feel. I think at lots of universities that don't have the college system, you can feel quite anonymous, and you might just feel like one in thousands of students at this big city university. And I think what the college system does really well is break that down, make that less overwhelming, and also give you somewhere that you have sort of chosen to an extent, but even if you've been reallocated or something like that, it gives you a smaller group to be part of that has things to offer of its own. So like lots of the colleges offer certain things, you know, some colleges might be known for music or for sport or for being small or for being big or for being catered or for being non-catered. Each college has different perks. So I think it gives you much more flexibility and much more ability to find somewhere that is right for you. And I think wherever you end up as a student at Durham, whether or not you end up in your first choice or whatever it may be, students always seem to manage to find those values in their own college, and they really come to appreciate what their college offers.
It's also that college pride as well.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think the college pride, yeah. We have college days, so most of the Durham colleges have college days where you just celebrate that and you come together as one. And I think there's a really sort of positive balance on the whole between sort of friendly rivalry and competition and college pride. And I think Durham gets that quite right normally. And yeah, it's a really nice thing to be part of.
And Chad's is obviously a catered college. So just a final question, what is the best meal that Chad's offers?
That is a very hard question. So I actually run an Instagram account called Chad's Chompers, and it's completely dedicated to Chad's cuisine. You know, it's mass catering. Not everyone is always the biggest fan, but I love Chad's food, and I know lots of people that do. So I think we're very lucky to have that. And as a student, it makes it obviously your life so much easier. I would say when it comes to choosing one meal, I would have to say a Monday lunchtime, every other week or so, or every third week. It is linguine with chicken, creamy sauce. It's either chicken and creamy sauce or chicken and tomato sauce or some other variety of sauce, but it is delicious. You get a lovely little bit of garlic bread and you get your salad bar. And yeah, it's just a wonderful, wonderful thing to have halfway through that Monday, which can sometimes be a bit of a tricky start to the week.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it just brings lots of comfort and joy to my life.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed my conversation with Maddie, all about her passion for college life in Chads. Come back to hear another Durham student share their passion with us very soon.
Purple Radio Podcasts.
Thanks for downloading this Purple Radio podcast. For more great content and to listen live, head to purpleradio.co.uk.